they are back with June Whitfield, Wallace Eaton, the Polka Dots, and the BBC Review Orchestra, all inviting you to Take It From Here.
Well, well, Bentley, I never thought it would happen.
No.
Tonight is the opening night of the Richard Bentley Riverside Theatre at Wapping Old Stand.
The critics are bound to be generous tonight. Just to make sure we get a good review, I've invited Dreadnought from the Daily Sneer. She'll be here any minute. Jimmy, we've got to butter her up.
But you can't bribe British critics.
Not the others, but this one you can.
Oh. I believe you wanted to see me. Oh, yeah. I'm Dreadnought. Everybody in Fleet Street calls me Petunia.
We want to make sure you give my show a good notice in your paper tomorrow morning. You did get my note?
Your note?
Yes, it was a £5 note.
Oh, say, look here, I don't take bribes, you know.
Oh, it wasn't a bribe. I just thought you might have run out of paper.
In that case, we'll say no more about it.
But Miss Dreadnought, will you give Bentley's show a good review? I mean...
A good review? Well, I don't usually give good reviews. Look, this is the sort of thing I usually write. I did this a few months ago. Here, read it.
Do you mind if I read it aloud?
No, do.
I have never spent two more miserable hours in the theatre. A poor cast stumbled through ill-written lines and shoddy situations, eh? I don't think we'll see any more of this author's work on the British stage.
Oh, that's a stroke. What were you reviewing?
Sir Laurence Olivier's Hamlet. I never go to the theatre.
And yet you write reviews?
Oh, yes. Well, I ring up the other critics, and whatever they say, I say the opposite.
Oh.
Oh, anyway, don't worry about tonight. I keep a stock of reviews written in advance. Here's a few samples. Just read these.
Shocking, disgusting, scandalous. Whatever you do, don't go and see this sex-packed melodrama. What good will that do us?
For the last time I used it, the show ran for years.
What was the show?
Charlie's Aunt.
Oh.
Oh, by the way,
yes?
What play are you presenting tonight?
As this is a British theatre,
yes,
we are giving good traditional British entertainment, something with uplift.
Oh, what is it called?
Naughty but Nude.
But you can't expect me to debase the standards of British journalism by reviewing that.
But, Miss Dreadnought, you don't understand what the Richard Bentley Theatre means. You see, we found this site on the river at Wapping, and I sunk everything into it. It will be a lasting monument to my genius. In centuries to come, it will be standing there...
Telephone!
Hello? Yes? Oh.
Bentley, you've gone white. What's happened?
Miss Dreadnought, we won't be needing your reviews.
Oh, why not?
After all the money that's been sunk in the Richard Bentley Theatre...
What happened?
The Richard Bentley Theatre has sunk.
Oh!
Now we welcome the Polka Dots.
You were walking on the beach on that lovely summer's day, oh, so very near, and yet far away. Every ocean breeze that played about you seemed like symphony that sang above. You were walking on the beach, and the sun was in your hair, and I saw you standing there, out of reach. Then you smiled my way, my heart went winging, as you seemed to say, we'll win.
Now we present our newspaper of the hour, the Sunday Type. As usual, first with the news. Take this week's front page story.
Unemployment figures up.
Yet another series of Take It From Here ends this week.
Disc news by Platter.
One of the most unpopular records is a song called I Can't Keep the Water in My Bath. No disc jockey will give it a plug.
Around Westminster with Backbencher.
Last week, the House of Commons was informed that the world-famous clock Big Ben is now leaning at a slight angle. This will give MPs the time and the inclination.
And so to our main feature. This week, we've been considering the works of Françoise Sagan, Bonjour Tristesse, A Certain Smile, and Aimez-vous Brahms. All these stories are emotional dramas set in the fashionable holiday playgrounds of France. But why not a love story of the French on an English holiday? Tonight, therefore, we bring you... Bonjour, Trust House.
Welcome to our little hotel, nestling in the folds of the Cotswolds.
Ah, good evening. I am Monsieur Louis Fontainebleau.
Ah, you don't.
And this is Mademoiselle Gabrielle Dupont.
How do you do? You have a reservation?
Oh, you're the people from France.
Oui, oui.
Yes, we got your postcard. Most amusing. Now, rooms 34, 35. Now, perhaps you care to take dinner. Just follow me. I'm afraid I've had to put you at a table for free. You're with our Mr. Richard Winnington Dipcott. Here we are. Now, I'll be back for your order in a moment.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Eh bien, chérie, très content d'être venu.
Oh, oui, bien sûr, c'est encore plus beau que je m'imaginais. L'hôtel est bien confortable, n'est-ce pas?
Oui, très confortable. Nous pourrons rester plus d'une semaine si tout va.
Oui, je vous voudrais bien.
Excuse me, you're foreigners, aren't you?
Oui, monsieur. However did you guess?
Oh, I'm pretty quick, you know.
Well, Louis, what do you fancy?
Let's see. I do wish they wouldn't do these menus in English.
Perhaps I can help. May I suggest this?
What is it? Cottage pie?
Oh, no. Cottage pie. Le pie maison. It's frightfully good. I had quite a lot of it last year.
You mean it is the same one?
Oh, good gracious, no. At least I don't think so. Actually, I think I'm going to have fish. The poison.
Poison? Poisson, monsieur. You do not know your French.
You do not know their fish. Oh, by the way, I ordered that bottle of port on the table. Would you care to join me?
Oh, splendid idea. Here, let me ouvre la porte.
Now, here we are, three suits. Now, may I take your order?
Thank you. For my friends, the cottage pie, and I'm having the steamed cod and pasty sauce.
Steamed cod, very good.
Well, monsieur, winning some deep cod. I am looking forward to my holiday here. I hope we can get better acquainted.
Oh, yes, rather. Perhaps you'd like me to show you one or two of my favorite beauty spots.
Well, that rather depends on where they are, huh?
Oh, I say, I didn't mean that.
Oh, monsieur, you're blushing.
Gabrielle, you are flirting again.
Oh, Louis, tu recommences. Oh, mais... Tu m'embêtes toujours avec les histoires. Qu'on peut être flou. Bon. C'est tout ce que tu as dans la tête. Veux-tu ficher la paix?
Non. Gabriel.
Oui.
Why don't you fermer votre kickle? C'est toujours comme ça. Come on, let us, as they say over here, get stuck in.
that was a delicious meal.
Well, now, tell me, what is there to do in this hotel at night?
Oh, it's pretty lively here. There's the reading room, the writing room, or the quiet room. Personally, I usually sit in the hall and watch the barometer.
Oh, but this is ridiculous. I want fun and excitement. I feel like tearing off all my clothes and singing at the top of my voice.
Oh, you mustn't do that. Not in this hotel. I'm afraid they don't like anyone singing. Oh, I say, I've just remembered something. Mademoiselle, there is a French film showing at the village cinema.
Oh, really? Is it Satie?
Yes, it is rather a flea pit, but then one can't... Jacques. Oh, I say.
Never mind. No. Let us go anyway, eh, Louis? Oh. Louis? What is the matter? Well. You have gone all blue.
I am not feeling well, Gabriel.
Oh, poor Louis. You had better go to bed.
Oui, I think it must be this rich English food. I will go. Bonne nuit.
Bonne nuit, Louis. Well, monsieur, perhaps you will take me to see this French film.
Well, I'd rather not. It's always the same thing. Passionate scenes of wild abandon.
Don't worry. No one will see us. Come on.
Entrez.
Good morning, Louis. How are you feeling now?
Oh, much better, thank you. I shan't be long, Gabriel. Where shall we go this morning?
Oh, well, nowhere, I'm afraid. I already have a date. I'm going golfing with Richard.
So you are playing a round with the Englishman, huh? Gabriel, please don't go.
But Louis, I have promised. I'm going to be his caddy.
Sacre nom de quoi?
Oh, don't look so shocked, Louis. You don't even know what a caddy is.
Oh, no. One only has to look at him to see what a caddy is.
I won't stay any longer. Au revoir, Louis. I will see you later.
Oh, Gabriel, no.
You're doing very well, Gabriel. Now, this shot's going to be a bit tricky.
Do you want me to give you a niblick?
No, no. I think I'll have the driver. Thank you.
Tell me, Richard, how many girls have there been in your life?
Four.
Is that all?
Now watch me, Gabriel.
Oh, I am getting fed up with this game.
Ooh, this is a 200-yard drive. I must concentrate.
What about a drink?
No, thanks. I'm driving.
Why don't we do something more exciting? Richard, kiss me.
Oh, but what about all the other golfers?
No, I want you to kiss me. Duke, let us go over there, into that little cluster of trees and long grass. What is it you call it again?
Oh, you mean the rough?
Yes. That is it. Come along, we are wasting time. But Louis, I can explain.
You need not go there. All day you have been out with the Englishman. How could you, Gabriel? How could you? Why, he's just a young boy. Well, that's what it says here, anyway. Il dit ça ici.
Well, you are just a stupid, pompous, narrow-minded, yellow soul fool.
I am not old.
It says here. Yeah.
Anyway, Gabriel, I have made up my mind. Nous partons. We are leaving.
We are leaving so soon?
Oui. So soon. It is best that way. I cannot wait to get home to La Belle France. These English, they just do not know how to make a decent cup of tea. Your things are ready here. Put on your coat.
Oh, very well. But, Louis, please, will you let me say goodbye to him?
Oh, bien sûr. Ah, I will wait and see what you...
Richard! Richard! Oh, there you are.
Hello.
Richard, darling, I am leaving. I'm afraid this is goodbye. You won't forget me, will you?
How could I? You made me so terribly happy. And Gabriel today, out there on the golf course when you and I, when we went into the rough.
Yes, darling.
Oh, I shall always have something to remember you by.
You mean?
Yes, I found 8 new golf balls.
And now we open the tight songbook at the 2 center pages, thus allowing Jimmy Edwards, Dick Bentley, and June Whitfield to spread themselves as the waiter, the porter, and the upstairs maid.
As your genial host, may I offer a toast to the wine-buying guest on my right. May his bank account grow heavy laden with dough. May he spend it here every night.
Every night.
Seeing this night in its glory, you people so loyal, so true, puts me in mind of a story.
Tell us about it, please do.
The people in the ballroom were stuffy and arty, so I began to get just a little bit brave.
He sneaked into the kitchen and dug him a party.
The waiter
and the porter
and the second story maid.
I peered into the parlor to see what was hatching, in time to hear the hostess suggest a charade.
But who was in the pantry laughing and scratching?
The waiter
and the porter
and the upstairs maid.
When they heard the music that the orchestra played,
the waiter and the porter grabbed a hold of the maid.
Then they all proceeded to go into a jog.
Hi, diggity dog.
I went and got a dish pan to use as a cymbal.
The porter had a regular glass that he played.
The fingers of the waiter were each in the thimble.
You should have heard the music that the three of us made. Marching through the kitchen to the pantry and
dining. Why, man, you should have seen as we were balling the jam.
Once a half an hour passed without any call.
Jack, we had a ball.
If ever we're invited to some fuddy-duddy, we ain't gonna watch any harlequinade. You'll find us in the kitchen, a brawling, a body.
The waiter
and the porter
and the upstairs maid.
And the porter
and the girl who didn't order.
The waiter and the porter and the upstairs
maid. England is facing an era of new prosperity. The Glums are emigrating to Australia. Surely this is more than a coincidence. Be that as it may, we pick up the saga of our ordinary family facing life's problems on the eve of their departure.
Get this case closed.
Oh, well, let me give you a hand,
yes,
then.
You're stronger than I.
No. Won't, Willie, the lid just
no.
won't close. Well, no. What have you got in here?
Yes.
Oh, Ron, you can't put a bicycle in a suitcase.
Perhaps if I let the tires down.
No, Ron. With your case full of bits of bicycle, where are you going to put all your clothes?
I'm wearing them all in.
That's what it is. I thought you looked a bit lumpy.
Oh.
Ron, you're supposed to wear your rucksack over your jacket.
Well, I don't want anybody to see it if it's full of my valuables.
Mm.
My yo-yo. A ball of string and a pair of roller skates.
Very well, it's up to you. Please yourself.
Right, oh, yeah.
Oh, I think well, didn't mean that.
It's just a kiss. We could...
Oh, well, yes. Now you won't fasten my locket.
Oh. Hello, hello, hello. What's this? Looks like a scene out of the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Anyway, I've only popped in to get that label what says not wanted on voyage. I'm going to glue it on Mrs. Glam.
Have you completed your packing, Mr.
Yes, I've done all my packing. I've carefully packed all my worldly belongings in my hip pockets. Well, there's my best braces and there's a change of socks and a bottle opener. And then there's Mrs. Glam.
In your hip pocket?
No. Mrs. Glam's got an endless amount of stuff. You know that woman... She's like they all are with their knick-knacks. She's got a whole beer crate full of stuff. There's a pipe rack. She won't go nowhere without that. A change of boots. And her boxing gloves. And her favourite blow lamp. She's sentimental about that blow lamp, you know.
Dad gave it to her on their anniversary.
Yes, it saves her shaving, you know.
Mum, would you like one of my seasick tablets for the voyage?
No, I've got my own method of combating seasickness, or as it's known, mouldy mare.
How about you, Ron? Would you like a seasick tablet?
Oh, thank you, Ed.
Here you are. Help yourself.
Yes. Oh, it's... It's nasty. It's all sort of furry and horrible.
What? Oh, Ron, you've eaten the cotton wool out of the bottle.
I thought it was candy floss, Eth.
Hello, hello. Would you go, Eth? That'll be Ted from the pub. He said he'd drop by and say bon voyage.
Or, as the French say, moldy mare.
Hello, Ted. You soon be off, then,
yes,
eh? Yes. Here, I've brought this here hamper around.
Oh, thank you, Ted. It's big enough to hide a body. What's in it?
Some stuff for the journey. When the word got round you was going, see, all the regulars, they clubbed together, give you this going away present.
Oh, dear. That's lovely. Yeah. Let's have a look inside.
Cool. Yeah. Well, I've never seen so many bottles of brown ale in my whole life.
And all those sandwiches.
Oh, Ted, I don't know what to say. Your generosity has left me dumbfounded, it has.
You think nothing of it, Mr.
Glove.
Well, I must be off then. Bye-bye, Ron.
Bye-bye,
Ed. Well, this is it, Mr. Glove.
Ted, I feel that there's something I've got to say before you go. I don't know how to put this, Ted, but...
Well, yes, Mr. Glum.
One of them bottles of brown ale is flat.
Well, of all the gratitude.
Haven't you heard you shouldn't look a gift horse in the mouth?
No. Here, that reminds me. I better see if Mother's packed her teeth.
Oh, dear, poor Mr. Ted. The way your father treated him after coming round with that great hamper. Dropping in to say goodbye.
Yes, Uncle Charlie said he'd pop in if he could get away.
Oh, Ron, that sounds like a police whistle.
Oh, good, Uncle Charlie did get away. Oh, yes, there he is at the window.
I just popped in to pay my respects. Goodbye, yes. Goodbye, Ron. My best wishes to your mum and dad.
Uh-oh. Would you like a cup of tea, Uncle?
Sorry, Ron. Some other time. I must be talking along.
He never stays long, does he?
Here, did I hear Uncle Charlie's voice?
Yes, Dad. He popped in to say goodbye.
Oh, what a lovely thought. He always was kind-hearted and generous. Fancy... Hello, hello. The candlesticks are gone. So never mind, that's the landlord's worry.
Oh, I never knew you were so popular. There's quite a crowd outside.
Oh, yes, there is. Look, there's the greengrocer, the butcher, and the milkman, and the baker, and the man from the news.
Oh, lummy, I was hoping we'd get out before they arrive.
Are they all people you owe money to?
Not all, they're only some of them. If they spot me, it looks like I'll be seeing Uncle Charlie after all.
They look quite...
Here, Ron, yes. Put your head through the window and tell them I've already gone.
Righto, Dad.
home.
The one that's open. Oh, never mind.
It's no good you coming here for money. Dad's already gone. If you don't believe me, you can ask Dad. Dad, tell him that you've already gone.
Oh, Lummy. Blown the gap. Quick, Ed. There's only one thing to do. Here, ship the bottles and sandwiches up to one end of that hamper.
Why? What are you going to put in?
Me. Then you and Ron can smuggle me out. They're only interested in me, so they'll let you alone. Listen, sit Mrs. Grum on top of the hamper, light her blow lamp, and nobody will dare to come near.
All right, Dad.
And whatever you do, don't let me out till we get aboard that boat.
Lovely. Just think, we're really on our way to Australia at last.
Yes. Since Dad put me in charge of the tickets, I felt grown up for the first time.
But these last 2 days have just flown. You and I together.
Yes.
By the way, where is your mum? Is she all right?
Oh, yes. She made friends with the stoker. They had a lot in common.
Yes.
She's been in the engine room since we left Southampton.
She?
She's showing him her blow lamp.
Oh.
I think.
Well, what about Mr. Glum? Do you think he'll be up on deck soon?
Oh, yes, Seth, as soon as he finishes the last of Mr. Ted's brown ale.
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, dear, what's that horrible smell? That's fresh air, isn't it? Oh. Oh, the light's blinding. Oh. Lead me to the rail.
All right, Mr. Glum. Oh, here, give me your hand.
Thank you. Well, Ron, I'll finish the brown ale anyway.
Yes.
How's the voyage progressing?
Oh, very well, Dad.
Have we sighted the canaries yet?
No, Dad, only seagulls.
Seagulls?
Yes.
Funny, so far out to sea. Alone? Isn't that land?
Yes.
That's very odd.
No, it isn't, Dad. We keep putting into port.
If that's right, Mr. Glum, we do.
Put it into... Wait a minute. I recognize that pub on the waterfront there.
How can you, Dad? This is a foreign country.
Foreign country be blowed. Oh, Ron, you great blithering nincompoop. We're on the wrong boat. This is the Isle of Wight ferry.
Orchestra bring our recorded show to a close. Those involved were Professor Jimmy Edwards, Dick Bentley, and June Whitfield, encouraged by Wallace Eaton and the Polka Dot. Eric Menneman and Danny Took wrote the script. Your announcer was Douglas Smith, and the show was produced by Charles Tilton.